Let's take a look at Matthew 28:19, which is, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." So, what is a disciple? It's a copy of the rabbi. It's a copy of the master. So that is what this is calling people to be, is becoming disciples of Jesus, becoming like him, becoming a reflection of him. So the purpose of that is being conformed to the image of his son, right? So it is becoming like him, following him, walking as he walked, all those nice passages, but there's an express purpose. So why is it so important that we make disciples? Okay, let's go back to verse 18. "And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So go, therefore, and make disciples.'" So it is contingent on his authority that he's been given in his death and resurrection that we make disciples. So why is this important? What is the underlying reality of this? So if discipleship is becoming more like his image, we are told to make those of the nations. So that means that we contend and make disciples of nations, therefore filling the earth with his image. Does that echo anything that you may have heard before? What's the first commandment God gives Adam? Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. He says the same thing to Noah, but he drops off the subdue part because the authority was given over to the principalities and powers. So this is truly the fulfillment of the first commandment. What we see here today is the outcome of making disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So there's something more at play here, going back to the reality of his authority being established. And that is that baptism, much like making disciples, is a declaration to the principalities, powers, all the rulers of this age, that this is the victory that Christ has over them, that he has regained the authority, and he is spreading it forth on the earth through us, person to person, as we go through. So it is absolutely imperative that we understand that not only is baptism a command, it is a fulfillment of his mission, Messiah's mission on earth. And that is that we fill the earth. So Adam was in the garden. It was a place of relationship, a place of God's presence. But outside of the garden, now, that's a longer story. I'm already at my two-minute mark, so won't go into that too much, but just to be certain that when we make disciples, when somebody acknowledges Christ Jesus in fullness, that that is truly the fulfillment of Christ's mission to, again, fill the earth with his image.